In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, pouring it out and mercy. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My wife Kathleen and I have been blessed, very blessed, with 19 children, 14 living on earth, and 5 living with our Lord Jesus in heaven. Shannon, Tara, Grace, Colleen, Deirdre, Bridget, Shane, Fiona, Maura, Claire, Patrick, Mairead, Bridie, and Shayla, and in heaven, Maximilian, Mary, Teresa, Gerard, James, Paul, Francis, Xavier, and Joseph, Faustina. Of these 14 children, 12 are daughters and 2 are sons, and so this makes me and my 2 sons, as I often say, blessed among women, among many women. I'm a cancer sojourner. I was diagnosed with stage 4 chronic lymphocytic leukemia on October 19, 2009, the memorial of the North American martyrs. I've undergone many forms of chemotherapy and other therapies, followed by an adult stem cell transplant, many hospitalizations, many brushes with death. But Jesus, my Lord, was lovingly with me and in me through it all. Always seeing to the best for me as he is lovingly with and in you, and seeing to the best for you in every moment and circumstance of your life. Praise Jesus, I've been leukemia-free since November 1st, 2011, All Saints Day. He has more work for me to do, so I am privileged to be with you here today. Excuse my boldness, but may I consider each one of you, our listeners, my family, each of you, my brother, my sister, my father, my mother. Everyone is welcome to be a part of this program, regardless of belief or lack of belief, those of goodwill, and yes, anyone who might be of bad will. That is certainly where I started out. Bad will. My Jesus, mercy. I have no degrees in theology. My only title is a 6-letter word, all capital letters, sinner. But I am a redeemed sinner, thanks to our Lord Jesus. As a regular guy, you might say, a simple man with little formal education, my qualifications consist of a couple decades of sin, pride, hedonism, alcohol abuse, brawling, self-centeredness, cruelty, pride. You name the sin, it was mine. Followed by the last 24 years of grace and prayer, daily scripture reading, and Catholic Christian study with an ongoing conversion process, and still a very long way to go. I am grateful to him who has strengthened me, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he considered me trustworthy in appointing me to the ministry. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and an arrogant man. But I have been mercifully treated because I acted out of ignorance in my unbelief. Indeed, the grace of our Lord has been abundant along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of these, I am the foremost. But for that reason, I was mercifully treated, so that in me, as the foremost, Christ Jesus might display all his patience as an example for those who would come to believe in him for everlasting life. To the King of ages, incorruptible, invisible, the only God, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1, 12-17. Yes, Jesus came to save sinners, but he does much more than that. What is that? Jesus promotes them. He promotes sinners. The bigger the sinner, the bigger the mission in the church. St. Paul was the foremost sinner, so he was promoted to the foremost apostle to the Gentiles. You see, God's ways are not our ways. If we could ever generalize about God, and we can't really, because he is God and we are not, we might venture to say that his ways are usually 180 degrees different than our ways. Thanks be to God that this is the case, or we would never grow in sanctity. So, we're discussing healing through pouring it out and mercy. The core material for this presentation, by the way, was borrowed from my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Consider Exodus 29:7. Take the chrism and pour it on his head, and so anoint him. And Psalm 23, you anoint my head with oil, my cup brims over. And Luke 6:38, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. And on this awesome reality, it is this awesome reality in Scripture that God pours. God always pours. His nature is to give everything. God holds nothing back. God is complete and infinite generosity and love. And we, who are created in his image and likeness, will be most happy when we become pourers, holding nothing back. Consider Matthew 19:16-22. Now, someone approached him, Jesus, and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" Note the question. The man is asking about what good he himself must do. He seems to be asking what the bare essentials are that he is required to do. This, unfortunately, is an example of dripping as opposed to pouring. He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good." In other words, we ourselves cannot muster any good. We are only able to be good or accomplish good through the one who is good, our blessed Lord Jesus. Jesus adds, "If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Note that Jesus is answering the particular question posed by the man. Jesus is providing the man with the bare minimum the man must do to enter into life. This is tied into the law of the Old Testament. Well, the commandments, every iota, are still valid, and Jesus himself is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. Matthew 5:17-19. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, unless heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus proposes something much more profound than the bare minimum of keeping the commandments. Returning to Matthew 19:16-22, he asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Here our blessed Lord repeats the bare essential commandments, which the man was well aware of. The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Something was gnawing at the man's soul. He was not happy. He sensed that he was lacking something and that he was being invited in his soul, in his interior, to something deeper than a superficial, perhaps even self-centered keeping of the commandments of the law. Jesus goes to the core issue as he always does. He is not led, but leads. He sees into the depths of the soul of this man with love as he sees into the depths of your soul and mine. Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." Note that Jesus changes the premise here. Jesus says, "If you wish to be perfect." The question is no longer about the bare minimum pursuit of gaining one's salvation, of finding out what the minimum is that one must do to scarcely slip into heaven through the back door in the end. He says, "If you wish to be perfect." Now the object, the goal being proposed, is perfection. This is based on the supremely higher law of love. This calls for more than strict observance of the law. Jesus invites the young man as he invites you, as he invites me, to surrender everything, to let go of everything that we have made little gods out of. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We return to our discussion, Pouring It Out and Mercy. We've been talking about the young man in Matthew 19, 16 to 22. So Jesus proposes a new goal, a new objective, perfection. This is based on the supremely higher law of love. This calls for more than strict observance of the law. Jesus invites the young man, as he invites you, to surrender everything, to let go of everything we have made little gods out of. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor. Jesus proposes that we make God our all, that we let go of every attachment that we have, that we become pourers, that is, total givers, total lovers, being focused entirely on God's glory and on others to the best of our ability. Jesus says, "Then come follow me." Jesus went first. He taught us what it means to be a pourer. He gave everything. Jesus, God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, isn't this amazing, became man so he could suffer and die on the cross and pour out every drop of his blood and every drop of water in his body out of true and perfect love for you. John 19:34, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. If our master, Jesus, gave everything, then we are called to do the same. And he will help us. He will help you to accomplish this. We're not capable on our own. There is only one who is good. Returning to Matthew 19. When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. This poor young man, and we do pray that he later came to a deeper conversion, went away sad, for he had many attachments. He placed many things before God. What are our attachments? What are your attachments? Money, health, power, things, prestige, sex, pleasure. Using the things that we truly need in this world is fine, but we cannot put them before God. God must be our all because we are made for him. We will only be happy, as a matter of fact, when we allow him to become everything for us, to be our all. This is another example of how God's ways are not our ways. The world tells us that the more successful we are, the more things and toys we have, the happier we will be. This is absolutely not true. This is a lie. We know where lies come from our enemy. You see, only God can fill our good and God-given desire for perfect happiness. God loves you so much and me so much that he often permits us to find him the hard way, as it is the only way that can break through the walls we have built. God allows us, because he loves us, to become miserable and broken. Once we have filled ourselves, satiated ourselves with the things of the world, and found ourselves dejected and bilious and sick, we can never seem to get enough of anything because nothing but God fulfills our intrinsic desire for perfect happiness. Every one of us has been created to be entirely happy. It is right that we should pursue happiness. But only God can fill this ache, this desire imprinted deep inside of each of us. We are right to want everything, but the things of this world are not it. Jesus is. We are called to be pourers, not drips. Pourers pour out all they have at every moment for God and others, not concerned with keeping anything for themselves. They do so quietly, trying not to draw undue attention to themselves. These are truly happy people. Blessed Mother Teresa, soon to be Saint Teresa, is a perfect example of a pourer. Note John 19:34. Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper when a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of the most expensive ointment and poured it on his head as he was at table. This woman did not make a spectacle of dripping out her treasure, but generously poured it out completely on Jesus. Drips, on the other hand, tend to be self-centered, unhappy people who tend to make an exhibition of the little they do manage to drip out, sometimes doing so mainly with the motive of gaining human respect and attention, which really counts for nothing. Even when we are in need, we can still give something to others, be it a couple of dollars, our physical help and presence when we are able, our encouraging words, or our efficacious prayers. And believe me, our prayers are powerful. And we can form an intention of offering all of our sufferings and joys to Jesus for the benefit of others. See 1 Chronicles 28:20-21. Then David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong, stand firm, be fearless, be dauntless, and set to work, because the Lord, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you before you have finished all the work to be done for the house of the Lord." We see here how God is in command and is sustaining us until the moment only He knows when He will call us from this world. God will not fail us. This passage also encourages us to be pourers, pourers who exercise our particular talents in fulfilling whatever mission God has for us with the purpose of helping to bring souls to Jesus and giving glory to God. We will be right back to continue our discussion about pouring it out in mercy and Matthew 19:16-22. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about pouring it out and mercy. I was diagnosed with leukemia. Medically, there was a significant chance that I would die from this, though I am now cancer-free. Praise Jesus. You see, Jesus performs marvels of love for us, marvels of love for you. In a way, how long we live is irrelevant. What counts is what we do with the gift of our lives, what we do with the gift of each day, with each moment. Every one of us is dying. Every one of us is living at this very moment. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are. We need to live our lives well, without fear. So many of the great Christians did their most important work when they were very ill, even with terminal diseases. St. Maximilian Kolbe was diagnosed with potentially terminal advanced tuberculosis as a young man. Yet, he lived on for decades, doing some of the greatest work for Jesus the world has ever seen. When his illness was at the worst, he was working all the harder, and God was bringing great fruit out of this work, sated with the redemptive suffering of the cross. Where did Jesus and when did Jesus do his greatest work? On the cross, in his death, culminating in his resurrection to redeem us all. We have a God who went before us, who took his own medicine, as the great venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen has taught. Another example is St. Pio, who lived in Italy. He suffered serious illnesses much of his life, but nonetheless kept at his exhausting work as a priest and religious day in and day out, helping bring countless people to our Lord Jesus. What if St. Pio and St. Maximilian Kolbe had fearfully opted out of service, waiting around to die? My guess is that they may have very well died much sooner, or at best they would have lived on in mediocrity, with much of the fruit of their lives lost. Sacrifice and service invigorated them. God sustained and blessed them for their heroic efforts. You see, it is all God's work. And whatever sacrifice and service you can muster, it will invigorate you. Whatever you pour out, God will pour back in 1,000 times over. We'll continue our discussion about pouring it out in mercy on our next program. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I am certain you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.